A 43-year-old man with a drug addiction has admitted he applied for a false passport in his own name, which was used by the Kinahan Organised Crime Group's leader, Daniel Kinahan. Seamus Walsh from Mountain View Crescent in Dundalk was paid €2,000 after he said he was approached by a man he said he didn't know. Daniel Kinahan had used the passport for 6 years before it was cancelled. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in court in Dundalk today. Walsh, Paul, was a heroin addict at the time, and he said he didn't know who this passport was going to be used by.
Yeah, that's correct, Brian. He was a heroin addict in December 2011 when he applied for a passport which was used by the leader of the Kinahan Organised Crime Group. Now, Walsh said he didn't know, as you said, who his passport was to, but Daniel Kinahan used it for 6 years before the Department of Foreign Affairs, or the Passport Office in particular, spotted that it was a passport in the name of Walsh but with Daniel Kinahan's photograph, and cancelled it. Now, Detective Garda Phelan McKenna from the Garda National Bureau of Criminal Investigation told the court that their investigation began on foot of a complaint from the passport office. They discovered that the supporting documentation which you need to apply for a passport, a bill, a driver's licence and bank account details were all false. The bill had a false NPR number, the driver's licence also had a number on it that didn't exist, and the bank account details were all false because Walsh didn't have a bank account at the time. He never had a passport. He completed the application and signed the form, but the photograph that accompanied the application was in fact that of Daniel Kinahan and not Seamus Walsh. Now, the Detective Garda pointed out in court that Daniel Kinahan is a senior figure in organised crime, and it was common in these cases that vulnerable people with drug or alcohol addictions were approached for passports. Now, the Garda interviewed Seamus Walsh. He cooperated, he didn't want a solicitor, and he made admissions. Walsh told the Garda that when the passport arrived at his house in Dundalk, he handed it over to, quote, an unknown traveller who had been, quote, in and out of his house selling drugs. He said he was off his head on drugs at the time and was paid €2,000 for his passport.
What did the judge have to say, Paul?
Well, the judge heard submissions from defence counsel Ronan O'Carroll, who says that Walsh is now off heroin and has been heroin free for the past 7 years. He said he's now a community worker and he lives with his mother in Dundalk, who is ill, wheelchair bound, and he is her sole carer. But the judge, Dara Hayes, said that acquiring a passport in this manner can only be for a criminal purpose, irrespective of what criminal it was for, and it was a serious offence. It's an offence that can't be dealt with at district court level, must go to the higher Circuit Court, which we were in today, and it carries a sentence of up to 10 years in prison. So the judge said he wanted three urinalysis reports from Seamus Walsh as proof that he was drugs free, and he adjourned sentencing until the 25th of April, but he warned him that a custodial sentence is a very real possibility.
Paul Reynolds in Dundalk, thank you very much for that.